Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Now today we're continuing our conversation about Ireland and the tradition of glassmaking and crystal. So we're talking about Waterford because if you're talking about crystal and you're talking about Ireland, those two definitely go together. But here's a couple of things I want to ask you guys. Did you know that Waterford supplies the New York Times Square New Year's Eve ball? You know, that one that we wait up to see fall, bringing in the new year? But did you know that each year, each ball has a very special message for the year? I didn't know that until I started doing this research on Waterford Crystal. Each ball has a name, which brings in the new year with greetings. And each theme or each name of the ball is a global aspiration that has a value that is really universally treasured. The ball is made up of triangles that feature a series of intricate wedged cuts that appear to be endless, like a kaleidoscope of color. Now, over the last couple of years, the names of the balls and the gifts or greetings that they bring have been quite inspirational and just what we need to hear for the coming year. So let's go back a couple of years and I'll share some of them with you. In 2019, the theme was the gift of harmony, seeking the refuge of accord and compatibility among discourse. Just what we always need. We need to pass that one on. Now, just a few months ago, when the 2020 ball dropped, it was all about the gift of goodwill, displace concerns, and convey the timeless nature of mankind's inherent determination to cherish goodness and affirm the lasting value of benevolence, generosity, and humanitarianism. In 2021, you're probably wondering, what will that one be all about? It will be the gift of happiness. I'm waiting for that one because we do need that. So let's jump back into my conversation with Emily Brophy from Waterford Crystal, where she will tell us a bit more about that magical New Year's Eve ball. Here's my conversation with Emily. It's because I know that you guys supply the New Year's Waterford Crystal balls that are part of the New Year's celebration as well. I know in New York City.
That's right. That's right. So, well, that's actually like a real showcase for us on the at Times Square. So it's a 6-foot ball that drops at midnight. And we actually produce the crystal panels then for that. Every year, the panels are replaced and there's a new theme. So the money made from the sales of those panels goes to a charity. But it's such a beautiful showcase for us because, you know, there's such a love of Waterford in the States. And what better year, what better way to celebrate a new year than with Waterford? We've been we've been the cornerstone of, well, certainly in my life, of every celebration from christenings, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. But what we would say now more than ever, Anita, is, you know, before Waterford was about celebrating the special occasions. But at the moment, what we want to really do is make every moment special. So if it means joining your friend on the other side of the world for a Zoom chat on the weekend and raise a whiskey tumbler together and have a virtual drink, you know, whether they're in New York or New Delhi, it's actually about making the moment special. And that's exactly what the Times Square ball does for us in New York. It's coming together. It's a new beginning. And it's an honor for us to be basically the pinnacle of the turn of the new year every year.
That's awesome. I love thinking of that. Okay, well, Emily, now this has been so informative and so interesting for me. You know, you're number one fan. I have not been on a tour of the factory, so I would love to do that. But let's share with the listeners how they can come and have that part of a Waterford experience. What are some of the things that they can do if they're in Waterford or other places in Ireland? Are there other experiences other than just the factory?
Absolutely. So where we're located in Waterford is in the heart of the Viking Triangle. So when your listeners come to Ireland or research Waterford, it's a treasure trove. It's such a beautiful place to visit. And I know I may sound slightly biased, but Waterford is, in fact, the oldest city in Ireland. It's over 1,100 years old and it's an old Viking city. So there's been a huge amount of work to excavate parts of our city to showcase our Viking heritage. What we have in our city is a tower called Reginald's Tower and the famous wedding of Strongbow and Aoife, who would have been some of the key figures of that time in Ireland, were married in what's called Reginald's Tower. you may be familiar with the expression by hook or by crook, Anita. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, yes, I have.
Okay. Do you know what it means?
That you're going to get it done however you can.
There you go. Yep. So the actual provenance of that phrase is, as you enter the mouth of the river that comes into the Waterford, there's two headlands, there's Hook and there's Crook. So Cromwell invaded Ireland, and when he sent his men to invade Ireland, the only city that he couldn't defeat was Waterford. So our city motto is Urbs Intacta Mana, which means city untaken. So he didn't defeat us. And he said about Waterford, I don't care how you get it done by hook or by crook, which meant pass through Hook and Crook, the two headlands, sail up the river and invade. But they never managed to defeat the Waterford people. Hooray. So that's actually the provenance of that phrase. But you can see on Reginald's Tower, and here's a little hide and seek, or like a seeking game for our listeners when they come to Waterford. In the side of Reginald's Tower, which is 1100 years old, there's a cannon that was shot from one of Cromwell's cannon boats on the river, and it's still lodged in the side of Reginald's Tower. And it's like, there's nothing like a living history, Anita, to bring a city to life. So within that Viking Triangle, we have a beautiful museum called the Bishop's Palace. It's where our bishop used to live. And they've got an amazing visitor centre there showcasing the best of our heritage in the city in that museum. And also the origin of the original Waterford crystal from the 1800s are on display in that building. We've also got like a 5th century wine cellar. That was excavated a number of years back. So that was buried underground for a long time. I mean, it's literally a treasure trove to come and see. In the greater Waterford area, then, we've got what we call the Waterford Greenway. It's a cycleway that follows an old train track. So it takes you from Waterford City to a beautiful fishing village called Dungarvan in the west of our county. So it's a 40-kilometre track with some of the most spectacular coastal views in the country, and such a beautiful experience for somebody to come, base themselves in Waterford, take a cycling trip, do your history piece in Waterford, come and see the beauty of crystal being made in the factory. And then we've got some absolutely fantastic hotels and restaurants and the best hospitality in Ireland, I would say, in the what we call the sunny southeast.
Well, you know, the thing about Ireland too is that you're right, you all have some of the most beautiful coastline, I think, in the rural.
Absolutely, without question.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's so beautiful. And to just be able to drive around, stop at different places, take it in, find a, you know, cute little, neat little cafe or somewhere to, you know, have a meal and then get back on the road. So it's very easy to you know, to do that and explore Ireland. Absolutely.
Exactly. And the benefit of Ireland is, you know, we're a relatively small island, so you're only ever kind of 3 to 4 hours maximum away from like the furthest destination. So it's very doable in terms of seeing as many locations as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what's a good website if someone wants to book a tour, but also during this time when people are not traveling as much, they can certainly still order and buy things. So
exactly. We've got Waterford Visitor Centre, which is a great facility, and visitwaterford.com, which will give you the full background in terms of all of the amenities that County Waterford has to offer, both us and other visitor attractions.
Now, what a great conversation with Emily throughout all of the segments here. I'm still thinking about one of those triangles, though, from the New Year's Eve ball. I don't know about you guys. That sounds so spectacular to have one of those triangles from that glass ball. I want one of those. But instead, okay, back to reality here. But instead, I think I'll plan a trip to Waterford and visit the Waterford Visitor Center there, where I can take a tour and I can see more about how the crystal is made and more of the behind-the-scenes action that takes place. I would love to take one of the tours that she mentioned. And if you're like me and you're ready to take a tour, like the one Emily describes, visit the website WaterfordVisitorCenter.com. And that is center, that is spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, when you put in WaterfordVisitorCenter.com. Now, don't forget, the Waterford is also a city. So when you go to Ireland, you can definitely visit Waterford. You can visit Downpatrick, which we talked about on the last show, where the St. Patrick Center is located. You can do all of that visiting to learn all, about all of the things that we've talked about over the last two shows. And if you want to hear the story of St. Patrick from my guests on the last show, visit my website, travelwithanita.com. Now, thanks for joining me today. Bye-bye.